Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Whenever a person is dealing with addiction, disease, a mental illness, or any other trauma or ailment, it not only affects that person, but their entire family system. Treatment often focuses on the individual, but every member of a family needs tools and attention to fully process the trauma in order for the treatment to be successful. My guest today, Dr. Amy Reichenbach, helps individuals and families work through change and trauma and helps them understand how everyone involved is affected. She'll talk to us today about the importance of including a person's entire support system in a treatment plan and how doing so can help treatment efforts succeed. Dr. Amy Reichenbach is with us. Amy, so happy to have you with us today and grateful for your expertise. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Erica. Thank you. It's an honor to be a guest on this show.
Yeah, well, I know firsthand how important the work you do is with families and how you really do help people, empower them, educate them, and get them to see how important it is to have this support system in place. And also help the families understand that the individual is going to be changing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So not only is the individual changing, but often the dynamics in the family or within the relationship will change as well. And I'd like to be a little specific and talk about trauma at first, just to sort of define trauma so everybody's on the same page. A trauma can be an isolated event or a series of events that cause subjective individual stress, severe psychological distress for that individual. And these situations, typically the individual feels fears for their life or experiences a sense of helplessness. It could be anything from a natural disaster to being the victim of a violent crime, surviving sexual abuse. These are all various forms of trauma. So when we use the word trauma, you can keep that in mind.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you explaining that for the audience, because a lot of people do have questions on what constitutes a trauma. And I know that a lot of people also minimize their trauma and they say, oh, you know, my parents just got divorced when I was young, didn't really affect me. But then later on through their treatment, it comes out that person really is affected by that, or they were bullied, or they had a learning disability or something of that nature, too.
Absolutely. And there's different levels of trauma, and everyone reacts to trauma in their own unique individual way. And it's important for not only the individual who's experienced trauma to get the help and support that they need, but also for their entire family system. There's something else that I think is important to discuss, and that's a concept called secondary trauma. And that is when the loved ones or the supporting people in this person's life hear about the traumatic event, and they can actually experience symptoms similar to the individual who's experienced the trauma. They can experience like PTSD type symptoms just from being a support in that person's life and hearing their experience.
And that is that because they emotionally connect and they wind up being, you know, they care about that person, or they wind up being obviously a shoulder to lean on in that sense and take on that energy?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're, you know, fully present, you're there and you're experiencing sort of secondhand what the traumatized individual went through, what they saw, what they felt. If you're an empathetic individual and you're able to really sort of put yourself in their shoes and experience it, it can cause secondary traumatization.
I know you and I both have worked in a recovery setting at treatment centers. And I know that, you know, we have also treated a lot of individuals whose families come in to play, or the family's friends, like you said, whoever's supporting the individual, and all of a sudden they look at this treated person, this person who's changing their lives, who has stopped drinking or using a substance in a harmful way, and then that person's healthy, that person has new values, that person has boundaries, that person is, you know, completely kind of shifted their identity, and the whole family system or the friends of this person don't know how to relate anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. It's important to talk about treating the entire family system when we discuss any kind of chemical dependency, alcohol and drug abuse as well, because it does affect the entire family system. And each person who's been involved in that, they deserve and they're entitled to their own feelings, their own emotions, their own reactions and experience to that situation. And they're entitled to their own professional to help support them through that and get them through it. That's one reason. And then the other reason why it's important to treat the friends and family is because often they want to know what to do to help. How do I help this person in their treatment and recovery? How can I help support their sobriety? And so if you're working with a professional, they can help guide you through that process. They can also let you know what that person's triggers might be, what symptoms you might expect to see, and how to be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you said that, because it's really important that they all receive the therapeutic support that they need, or any kind of, you know, any kind of support that, that is comfortable for them. And also I know that you have been really effective in helping people understand that family members, you know, when it comes to trauma, family members really can begin to either help that person heal by understanding, having compassion, and not judging. You know, I think that judging and being kind of ignorant to the things that happen when someone goes through a traumatic event could only be even more detrimental to that individual. So how do you help people see this? Yeah.
That's absolutely so important. I'm glad you brought that up. How we respond to an individual when they've gone through a traumatic event is so essential in how they're going to recover and react to it. It's actually one of the topics I wrote my doctoral dissertation on. When someone lives through a traumatic experience, if they receive the right kind of support immediately following the traumatic experience, and let me define what I mean by the right kind of support. The right kind of support is non-judgmental, open, encouraging. You want to encourage the traumatized individual to share, but not pushing. You never want to push the traumatized individual to share something that they're not ready or comfortable to share. So you want to encourage them to open up, try to help create an environment where they feel safe and ready to open up, but you never want to push them into it. And then once they do, you want to make sure that your reaction is non-judgmental, that it's supportive. And eventually, in a perfect situation, you're going to help that individual get to a place where they can make sense out of that trauma that they've lived through, find some sort of meaning and and purpose and understanding of that traumatic experience. But that usually takes a while, and it's often a mental health professional who can really help them get to a point of finding meaning from their trauma.
Right, absolutely. And it just shows how really powerful it is to the people that you surround yourself with. If somebody is toxic in your life or someone is not supportive, how do you help people see that and see that they have to, you know, some relationships expire and they have to move forward?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I talked about how someone can help somebody who's experienced a trauma. Conversely, you can also damage and harm someone who's experienced a trauma and make the symptoms of their PTSD even worse if you react in the wrong way. The wrong way would be if you find the person who you're sharing your trauma with, if they respond in a judgmental way, if they sort of assign feelings to what you should or shouldn't be feeling, how you should or shouldn't be reacting. If they make you feel any shame for the trauma that you've lived through or experienced, if they make you feel bad about the way you've reacted to the trauma, these are all things that could actually make your symptoms of PTSD worse, and you're not going to want to share or confide in those type of people at all. I would say definitely stay away from those type of people. If you do start to open up and you find that you're feeling judged, you're feeling the other person is not open, stop sharing with that person immediately.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Amy, so much for this really important discussion. You could find Amy, is this the website at vitalpsychology.com?
Yep, that's correct. That's my website.
Okay. Cool. Thank you, Amy, so much for being with us today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.